إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فإني أرحب بكم مرة ثانية في هذه المجالس الطيبة في هذا الشهر المبارك، شهر رمضان، الذي أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا وإياكم وجميع المسلمين إلى صيام أيامه وقيام لياليه على الوجه الذي يرضي الله سبحانه وتعالى، وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يتقبل منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال. I welcome all of you in these gatherings and these sittings in this blessed month of Ramadan, and which I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again to help us and assist us to continue to fast its days and to use the nights in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us and from the Muslims. Ameen. شهر رمضان شهر التوبة والغفران. This is the topic of today lecture. The month of Ramadan is the month of repentance and the month of forgiveness. يقول الشيخ عبد الرزاق ابن عبد المحسن البدر حفظهم الله إن هذا الموسم العظيم والشهر الكريم موسم رحمة مهداة من رب العالمين للعباد لإقالة العثرات ومغفرة الزلات والتوبة عن الخطيئات والسيئات. Once again, the Shaykh, he reminds us of the importance of this month that we are in. And we should not treat this month of Ramadan like any other month. This is a great month, a noble month. And that which Allah has put in it is out of the mercy of Allah upon His servants. From the mercy of Allah upon His servant that He has put in this blessed of month of Ramadan all these favors and blessings, so that help us to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah for forgiveness for our sins and the thing that we do when we wrong ourselves. فَمَا أَرْحَمَهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَأَحْلَمَهُ هَيَّأَ لِعِبَادِهِ كُلَّ مَا يُقَرِّبُهُمْ مِنْهُ وَيَرُدُّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ. Indeed, Allah is most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind to His servants. Because when you look at that which Allah has legislated for us, everything that Allah legislates for us, it is for us, for our benefits, that get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are already on a path of righteousness get you closer. And you know what it means to get closer, subhanAllah. Even in any line, in a grocery store, in an airport, in any line, you feel better when you're getting closer to the gate. You get closer, you're way back, but now you're moving closer. If somebody comes and say, hey, come here, I'm closer. You feel happy. Now you're getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine the happiness that we should have in our hearts and the joy by us doing these things that get us closer to Allah? That's from one way. قَالَ وَيَرُدُّهُمْ. Likewise, these things that Allah has legislated for us turn others among the servants of Allah back to Allah. Certain people who the dunya take them away, as the Shaykh is going to elaborate on that towards the end of this class. He mentioned that also what Allah has legislated for us, especially this great month of Ramadan, turn us back to Allah. Because the dunya, man, take us here, there. People want us to be here, but where they are? Dunya pulling them. Too many threads, too many ropes. They attach themselves to so many ways. They want us to do good. They want us to read Quran. They want to be nice to their parents. They want to be in the masjid. They want to come early. They want to stay after the salat. But so many things pulling them away. So these occasions here and these noble occasions remind us of the purpose why we're here. فأمر عباده المؤمنين أمرا مطلقا بالتوبة النصوح في كل حين وزمان ومكان، ليحصل لهم تكفير السيئات وإقالة العثرات ورفع الدرجات والفوز بالجنات. From the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His servants and especially the believers amongst them. The believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded them, gave them a command with repentance, that they should all turn to Allah with sincere repentance. All times and all places. Tawbah doesn't happen only once or while. You turn to Allah with repentance all time. You don't make tawbah only when you go to Hajj. Some people do that. When they go to Hajj, oh, they give up everything. They are not righteous. Tahajjud, fasting, sadaqah, Allahu Akbar. Come back from Hajj. Maybe the first week, 2 weeks, and then they go back to be the same people before Hajj. No, the tawbah, it is in all times, in all places. Another example, some people in Ramadan, oh, subhanAllah, tawbah, they always in the masjid, they have early in the masjid, they read Quran, sadaqah, charity, this, that, which is a good thing, alhamdulillah, this is something beautiful, make us happy to see the Muslims doing that which is good for them, that benefit them. But what we want ourselves and our brothers and sisters in Islam to know that, look, if you're doing it now, who are you doing it for? Are you doing it for Ramadan? Or are you doing it for the people? Or are you doing it for Allah, the Lord of Ramadan and the Lord of the people? Naam, if we're doing it for Allah, we're going to continue doing it. Especially that we are doing it now. It's not something that we don't know what it is. So, tawbah is in all times, in all places. If we do it all times, so our sins are forgiven and expiated all times, in all places we go. And Allah raises levels. You don't wait until next Ramadan for your sins to be forgiven and for you to be raised levels. No, in Shawwal too you want your sins to be forgiven. Dhul Qi'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, Safar, Rabi' al-Awwal, Rabi' al-Thani, Jumada, Jumada al-Akhir, Rajab, Sha'ban, and the next Ramadan, and next Shawwal. No, you don't. You want to wait until next Ramadan to ask forgiveness? No. The Muslim, he wants more. Can you imagine somebody tell you, look, in this month of Ramadan, if you come to work and you work hard, it's 10 times the salary. You were making 500 a week, now it's 5,000 a week. And if you do it next month too, so what people stop doing? No, they're like, what? Next month too? The whole year. Oh, people, they know what to do when it comes to money. Especially those who need it. When it comes to money, everybody need more. وَصَدَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Prophet ﷺ, he tells us, Ibn Adam, لَوْ كَانَ لَهُ وَادٍ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ لَتَمَنَّ آخَرٍ. The son of Adam, if he have a valley of gold, it's not enough. He will wish for another one. He will work for another valley of gold. So what about the hasanat, ya ikhwan? You can never say I have enough good deeds. We don't even know if Allah accepts from us one and forgive us. Now we continue to do these things, but Allah is Ar-Rahman, is Ar-Rahim. And if we do these things, if we continue to make tawbah and be mindful of this all time, because we wrong ourselves, we're human beings, the tongue is fast. Can say things, astaghfirullah, yes, I'm wrong, I shouldn't say that stuff. Say it to your friend, say it to your mother, say it to your wife, say it, sister, to your husband, say it to your children, I shouldn't talk to you that way, yes, I was wrong. This is tawbah. So now that wipe out that thing, and alhamdulillah, Allah raise your levels. And if we continue to do this, the Shaykh says, this is how you be amongst the winners and the successfuls who will enter al-Jannah, ja'ala Allahu iyyakum minhum. May Allah make us you from the Mameen. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة التحريم آية 8 يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. O you who believe, turn to Allah. Allah is addressing the believers. Okay? O you who believe, turn to Allah with sincere repentance. It may be that your Lord will expiate from you your sins and admit you into gardens under which rivers flow, i.e. paradise. وقال سبحانه وتعالى في سورة النور, verse 31, وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. شفت once again Allah is addressing who? The believers. وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. And turn all of you together. All of you should turn with repentance to Allah. Go back to Allah by being obedient to Allah. How you do it? Through repentance. Through tawbah. But Allah is addressing the believers. All of you who believe that you may be successful. That's the fruits of the tawbah. وَرَوَى مُسْلِمْ فِي صَحِيحِهِ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمَ قَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَإِنِّي أَتُوبُ فِي الْيَوْمِ إِلَيْهِ 100 مَرَّةٍ وفي رواية له أي لمسلم إني لأستغفر الله في اليوم 100 مرة. Here is two narrations here in Sahih Muslim that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the first narration, O people, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Allah with repentance. For indeed, I, this is the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the best of mankind. He said, I repent in a day, turn to Allah with repentance in a day 100 times. Who among us says, Allahumma aghfirli wa tub alayya innaka at-tawwab ar-rahim 100 times? It may be 100 days go by, we may not even say it once. Allah al-musta'an. La ya akhwan, this is the sunnah. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the best of mankind, wa qad ghafara Allahu ma taqallahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi wa ma ta'akhkhar. Allah has forgiven all his sins. Still, 100 times a day, he's turning to Allah with repentance. This should tell us one thing, that this is a good action of worship, that Allah loves. Beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you turn to Allah with repentance. We should not look at it like when somebody said to you, Akhi, repent to Allah, say, Akhi, I didn't do nothing wrong. Are you so sure that you don't do nothing wrong? We're sure. We do a lot of things wrong, man. We just don't know. The Prophet ﷺ was doing things wrong now? Who's asking, who's making this statement? Hasha lillah. He is Sayyidul Bashar. He is the best of mankind. But he's teaching us. We that we're wrong ourselves. Myself, I'm talking about myself, that we're wrong ourselves in so many ways. By neglecting the obligations and falling sometimes, or who knows, into prohibitions. And sometimes we don't even pay attention to what we're saying, to what we're doing, what we are typing, what we, I don't know what. And subhanAllah, but this is good for us. To say, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Allahumma aghfirli wa tub alayya innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim. And this is easy. It doesn't take you like whatever money to say, it's easy, alhamdulillah. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ, he says, Inni astaghfirullah fil yawmi 100 times. Indeed, I seek forgiveness in a day 100 times. Who amongst us? We want the Jannah? This is the way to the Jannah. Through repenting and through seeking forgiveness. Instead to just sit there and not doing anything, Shaitan is going to find something for you. I know. Shayateen al-jinn wal-ins. If you just sit there and you're not busy with the remembrance of Allah, Shaitan himself will whisper to you, he's going to send to you one of his army, one of his soldiers from the human being. Oh, guess what? And this and this. And there before you know it, now you're backbiting somebody. Now you're getting into witnessing falsehood. Oh yeah, yeah, it is. It is not, without even verifying anything. Instead to be saying what? Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. And after that, you say, La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim. Ayna, ikhwan. قال الشيخ حفظه الله بل الله يشتد فرحه يشتد فرحه بتوبة عبده إليه. He said one thing you should keep in mind as well, in reality, that Allah gets very happy, subhanahu wa ta'ala, very happy when his servants repent to him. Allahu Akbar. We repent because of ourselves, for our benefits. Allah doesn't benefit anything if we are doing good. Allahu wal ghani, but Allah gets very happy. And if Allah gets very happy when somebody is doing good, we're supposed to be happy for that person, not to find out, oh yeah, just watch out, man, he's going to fall off in a couple of weeks. A'udhu billah. No, this is not the attitude. If you see somebody coming to the masjid, alhamdulillah, now he's reading, especially in Ramadan. In Ramadan, subhanAllah, this is something special about Ramadan. It's from Allah. Even those people who are dunya, take them away and they're ripping and running, alhamdulillah, in Ramadan, Allah softened their hearts. Those people who they've been coming to the masjid, alhamdulillah, and doing what they can before Ramadan, when you see those people in Ramadan, welcome them. With a smile, tell them, Jazakum Allah khair. See, akhi, you can't do it in Ramadan, see? So why? Keep doing it. Jazakallah khair, barakallahu feek. See, it is good in you, ya akhi. Don't stop after Ramadan. Okay, this is good for you. Look, you're coming every day, alhamdulillah, for salat, fajr, dhuhr, asr, maghrib, isha. Allahu Akbar, you're reading Quran. So don't give up after Ramadan. Keep the same plan, alhamdulillah. The believer has to be better, not to go back forward. And give them example. Tell them, if now you're working hard and you're making better money, alhamdulillah, and you're buying more things for yourself, you move to a better place, you're driving a better car, you went for Umrah, you're taking your family to nice vacations in Mecca, Medina, you're taking care of your family, you're spreading da'wah, you're buying books. So why next month you're just going to quit? Why? Why you quit this job and you have no resources? You have not to go back again begging people? You have anything for me and my family? La ya akhwan. Continue. Alhamdulillah, if you see yourself, and if we see others, that they are, alhamdulillah, making ijtihad in this blessed month of Ramadan, we encourage them. Say, akhi, jazakallah khair. Let's together, we brothers. Okay? Regardless where you come from, what country, but we brothers. Okay, jazakallah khair, akhi. Look, you see, you can do it. Ain't nobody, I don't see nobody pushing you here. Ain't no rope somebody pulling you into here. You come by yourself. Wa Shawwal, you do the same thing. Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, inshallah. So when the death come upon you, you're already doing what you're supposed to be doing as a servant of Allah. But those who are just in Ramadan, they very active and this. But what if the angel of death come upon them in Dhul Qa'dah? And they already said, look, when next Ramadan we do good. Are they going to say to the angel of death, come next Ramadan? It's not going to happen. Allah gets very happy, Akhwan, when His servants make tawbah and turn to Him, to be obedient to Him, and they leave off anything that keep them away from the pleasure of Allah and from the path of Allah. Of course, at the first is shirk. You got to leave shirk. And then bid'ah and innovations. And you got to leave the people of shirk and the people of innovations. You don't associate with them because you don't benefit anything from them. What are you going to benefit from a mushrik? He's not going to call you to tawheed. What are you going to benefit from a mubtadi? Nothing. Likewise, you leave off the people of sins who commit major sins and they're wrong themselves. They're not serious about the deen. You don't hang with them. You don't spend a lot of time with them. Now you look at them and see who amongst them that they, you may have an impact on them, you give them advice. But as for spending a lot of time with them, hanging with them, mixing with them, is very dangerous for you. You do not do that. This is not from the principles of Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah. Rather, in the Book of Allah, in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we are commanded to stick with the people of Sunnah and to stay away and remove ourselves from the people of innovation and to be with the righteous and to stay away from the wicked. The only thing we can do for those wicked people, give them advice. If they accept, alhamdulillah. They don't, the heart is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even our hearts, they are not in our hands. It's in Allah's hands, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rawa Muslim fi sahihi an Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لله أشد فرحا بتوبة عبده حين يتوب إليه من أحدكم كان على راحلته بأرض فلات فانفلتت منه وعليها طعامه وشرابه فأيس منها فأتى شجرة فاضطجع في ظلها قد أيس من راحلته فبينا هو كذلك إذا هو بها قائمة عنده فأخذ بخطامها ثم قال من شدة الفرح اللهم أنت عبدي وأنا ربك أخطأ من شدة الفرح. سبحان الله. In this hadith, there is a Sahih Muslim on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed Allah is more happy, subhanallah, it makes him very happy, more happy, when his servant repent to him, more than this man here. And the Prophet give us an example to be understood. Give an example. Said, Allah gets more happy when any of his servants repent to him. They say, that's it, man, I am not created for this. I'm not created for dunya. I'm created for the hereafter. This sense, even though the nafs wants it, I don't want it. Audhu billah. I want to do what's pleasing to my Lord. Yarhamukallah. So this is how you turn to Allah with repentance. By recognizing your faults and giving them up for the sake of Allah. Not for other reasons, because you couldn't do them right now. And then you said, that's it. Enough is enough, man. I'm going to die. I don't even know when I'm going to die. It's not like I know. I'm only 40 right now. But then I'm not going to die until 73. So I still have these years. When my death come around, I'll be more. No, you don't know. You might die right now. Okay? That's when you do this and turn to Allah, Allah is very happy. More than this man here who was in the desert, in an open field, in a desert, on his camel. But his camel ran away. And on that camel is his food and drink and water. And you know, in a desert, without food, without drink, you just do what this man did. When this camel ran away, and he looked, and he gave up. He couldn't see it. So he looked, he looked, he looked. As Shaykh Ubayd, when he explained this hadith, he said, this man looked. He said, oh, that's obvious. Everybody will do that. When you lose anything that is very valuable, you don't just sit there. You'll be looking. He said, that's why the Prophet said, Aysa, he gave up. That's it. He said, that's it. It's gone. What did this man do? He looked at this tree. He went, lay down in the shade. Sheikh, he says, waiting for what, this man? For death to come upon him. But that's it. In a desert, no food, no water, dead. Okay? Now, so, while he's like that, giving up, waiting for death, what happened? Allah bring him back his camel. The camel just stood by his head, subhanallah. He grabbed it with the reins. The reins, right?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
The reins.
Reins.
And he hauled it now. Hey, now I gotta let you go. And he was so happy. Because this man is like, I'm dying. That's it, I'm dead. He was so happy that he made a mistake. He wants to thank Allah. He said, oh Allah, you are my servant and I am your Lord. Is this right to say? It's very big mistake. But this man made a mistake out of extreme happiness. Allah gets more happier than this man when one of us turn to Allah, when one of us wants to get a righteous person. And keep in mind, Allah doesn't benefit from our righteousness. Does not. قال والواجب على المسلم أن يدرك أهمية التوبة وشدة احتياجه إليها وأن يدرك كذلك خطر الذنوب وشدة ضررها على أهلها في الدنيا والآخرة فهي سبب لنزول المصائب والعقوبات والقوارع. Says likewise, it is incumbent upon the Muslim to keep in mind the importance of tawbah and that we are in dire need for tawbah. We're in dire need for tawbah. Likewise, we have to be aware of the danger, the imminent dangers of sins and the great evil and impact that the sins have over the people in this life and in the hereafter. Now, not only that we have to know the importance of the tawbah, but also we have to know the danger, the great danger of sins and the evil consequences of sins on individuals and on societies in this life and in the hereafter on individuals. Because of sins, these calamities befall the people. Because of sins. Calamities. These calamities are punishments from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life. So that some people take lessons and turn to Allah with repentance. قال الله تعالى في سورة الشورى verse 30 وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And whatever of misfortune befalls you, it is because of what your hands have earned. See? And he pardons much. That's why you find some of the Salaf, Salih, when they go through any hardship in their lives, when their camels give them a hard time, the wife, the riding beast or whatever, at that moment he check his actions. They don't go and argue with somebody. No, he's like, subhanAllah. This ride was smooth and this ride was okay. Now he's giving me a hard time because of my actions. I must have done something wrong. And they check themselves and they find what they did wrong and they correct it and they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وقال سبحانه وتعالى فليحذر الذين يخالفون عن أمره أن تصيبهم فتنة أو يصيبهم عذاب أليم. سورة النور verse 63. And let those who oppose the messenger's commandments beware lest some fitna should befall them or a painful torment be inflicted on them. قال الإمام أحمد رحمه الله الفتنة الشرك. Imam Ahmad rahmatullah says this fitna here could be shirk, disbelief. How? Person rejects something from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, zayr, he get misguided. And some people they get misguided in different ways. Some end up, yes, they still Muslim, but want some very wicked things. Some they even leave Islam by rejecting the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
وقال سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الرعد verse 31 ولا يزال الذين كفروا تصيبهم ولا يزال الذين كفروا تصيبهم بما صنعوا قارعة أو تحل قريبا من دارهم حتى يأتي وعد الله إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد.
And a disaster will not cease to strike. A disaster, يا أخوان. Nobody wants disaster. Everybody wants safety, protection, ease. Everybody wants ease. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and a disaster, not just fall for a day or two, will not cease to strike. Who? Those who disbelieved because of their evil deeds. Or it, that disaster, settles close to their homes. SubhanAllah. Settles close to their homes until the promise of Allah comes to pass. Certainly Allah breaks not His promise. اللهم صيبا نافعه اللهم صيبا نافعه اللهم صيبا نافعه. ثم قال الشيخ وهل في الدنيا والآخرة شر وداء إلا وسببه الذنوب والمعاصي.
Then the Shaykh present a rhetorical question that we should know the answer already.
He said, is it in the dunya and the akhirah any evil, any illness, any destruction that have any means other than sins and disobedience of Allah, the cause of it? Naham. Sins and disobedience of Allah and His Messenger are the cause of all evil in this life and the hereafter. All the calamities and the punishments that befall the people because of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Then the Shaykh, he mentioned some examples. Examples from the previous nations. Examples in the Quran. Examples in the Quran, barakallahu feekum.
قال فما الذي أغرق أهل الأرض جميعا حتى على الماء رؤوس الجبال.
Who is it? What is that caused the people to be drowned? All of them on earth. Waves top the mountains. People of Nuh alayhi salam. Who? Sins, shirk. And their disobedience to the messenger and them rejecting
the haqq and the truth when he came to them. وَمَا الَّذِي سَلَّطَ الرِّيحَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِ هُودٍ حَتَّى أَلْقَتْهُمْ مَوْتَ كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ وَمَا الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِ ثَمُودَ الصَّيْحَةَ حَتَّى قَطَعَتْ قُلُوبًا فِي أَجْوَافِهِمْ. He says, who sent those wind, strong wind, on the people of Hud until he make them dead? And who sent on the people of Thamud the awful cry that tear their hearts into pieces inside of their breasts? Who? Allah. But because of what? Sins, transgression, disobedience. As in Surah Al-Haqqah, from the ayat 4 to 8, قَالَ تَعَالَى كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ وَعَادُ بِالْقَارِعَةِ. ثَمُودُ and Aad people denied the قَارِعَة, the striking hour of judgment. فَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِالطَّاغِيَةِ. As for Thamud, they were destroyed by the awful cry. وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ. And as for Aad, they were destroyed by a furious, violent wind. سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ حُسُومًا فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعَى كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ. Which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imposed on them this violent, furious, violent wind. Allah imposed on them for 7 nights and 8 days in succession, so that you could see men laying overthrown, meaning they destroyed, as if they were hollow trunks of date palms. Allah. Do you see any remnant of them? قال وما الذي قلب قرية قوم لوط فجعل عاليها سافلها ثم أتبعهم حجارة فأبادتهم. Who overturned the city or the village of the people of Lot so that it's upside down, and with that followed them with stones? وما الذي أغرق فرعون وقومه. What is it? What is the cause for the drowning of the Pharaoh and his people? وما الذي خسف بقارون وماله وأهله. What is the cause that make the earth swallow قارون, Korah, and all of his wealth and his people? وما الذي بعث على بني إسرائيل قوما أولي بأس شديد فجاسوا خلال الديار ثم بعثهم عليهم مرة ثانية فأهلكوا ما قدروا عليه وتبروا ما علوا تتبيرا. Another example. What is that? What is the cause that make Bani Israel, the people of Bani Israel, Allah sent to them a strong army that destroyed them? As Allah tells us in the Quran, in Surah Al-Isra, the stories of these people, because there is benefits. There is benefits for us, ya akhwan, in these stories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran. We take lessons from them. They are not for entertainment. In Surah Al-Isra, in the beginning of it, from the verse 4 to 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. And we decreed for the children of Israel in the scripture, indeed you would do mischief in the land twice, and you will become tyrants and extremely arrogant. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ أُولَاهُمَا بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا أُولِي بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ فَجَاسُوا خِلَالَ الدِّيَارِ وَكَانَ وَعْدًا مَفْعُولًا. So when the promise came for the first of the two, we sent against you slaves of ours, given to terrible warfare. They entered the very innermost parts of your homes, and it was a promise completely fulfilled. ثم رددنا لكم الكرة عليهم وأمددناكم بأموال وبنين وجعلناكم أكثر نفيرا. Then we gave you a return of victory over them, and we helped you with wealth and children, and made you more numerous in manpower. قال الشيخ إن السبب لهذا كله إنما هو الذنوب والمعاصي. The reasons for all of this punishment and torment from Allah, and this destruction and this ruin, and that was before these nations,
is because of their sins and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى في سورة العنكبوت verse number 40 فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. So we punished each of them for his sins. See, for his sins, not because they white, Arab, non-Arab, black, rich, men, women, none of them. So we punish each of them for his sins. Of them were some on whom we sent a hasib. What is a hasib? A violent wind with shower of stones, Allahu Akbar. Violent wind is enough. Nas'al Allah as-salamu al-afiyah. But a violent wind with stones. A shower, not with water, with stones instead of rain. Look at the hurricane. He comes with rain. And strong wind, he causes a lot of damage. What about when he comes with the showers of stones? La ilaha illallah. That's Allah as-salamu al-afiyah. So he said, of them were some on whom we sent a hasib, a violent wind with showers of stone. Who received this as on the people of Lot? And of them were some who were overtaken by a sayha, a torment of an awful cry, as the people of Thamud or the people of Shu'aib. And of them were some whom we caused the earth to swallow. SubhanAllah. The earth open and swallow. This has happened to Qarun, the man who grew arrogant. And Allah gave him a lot of wealth, and he was arrogant, saying, not because of my skills. Instead to say, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me this. Allah can take it anytime, and I don't mind. I thank Allah for what He given me. Alhamdulillah. This is from Allah. Allah give it to me. Allah can take it any moment. All I have to say, Alhamdulillah. No, this man grow arrogant, says, it's for my skills. It's not from Allah. Come on, guys. It's my skills. Allah caused the earth to swallow him and his world and his people. And of them were some who we drowned, Allah says, we drowned, as the people of Nuh and Fir'aun and his people. Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was not Allah who wronged them, but they wronged themselves. Allah is al-adli, akhwan, the all just. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِذَلَّمِ الْعَبِيدِ وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah does not oppress anyone and wrong anyone, because Allah has made oppression forbidden upon himself. As it comes in authentic hadith, Ya ibadi, inni ja'altu al-dhulma muharram, inni harramtu al-dhulma ala nafsi, wa ja'altuhu baynakum muharraman, fala tazalamu. O my servants, I have made oppression and dhulm forbidden upon myself, and therefore I have made it forbidden amongst you, so do not oppress one another. So we don't oppress one another with the tongue, with the look, with the hand. We don't oppress the people in their honor, in their wealth, in their blood, and the like, because it is haram, ya akhwan. It is haram. It is not permissible. Qala Shaykh Hafidahullah. He mentioned the ayah in Surah Nuh as well. Ayah number 25. Qala ta'ala, mimma khati'atihim ugriqu. Al-natija, ma hiya al-natija? أغرقوا فأدخلوا نارا فلم يجدوا لهم من دون الله أنصارا. Because of their sins, what is the result? They were drowned. Then were made to enter the fire, and they found none to help them instead of Allah. See? None. قال الشيخ هذا وإن كثيرا من الناس غلبته الشواغل والمغريات والملهيات وأصبحت عائقا وحجر عثرة له عن التوبة والرجوع إلى الله. The Sheikh says, we highlighted the importance of tawbah, the importance of repentance and turning to Allah with obedience, staying away from sins, give up the sins. There is no good in sins.
Even your nafs wants it, you gotta fight. Fight your nafs. Nafs is calling you to evil, to ruin, to destruction, to subject yourself to the punishment of Allah. You fight. Beware and with those who will help you to stay away from the path of evil. These are the people you want to be with. Regardless of their color, regardless they poor or right. Maybe you're rich, more rich than your people because they keep you on the path of Allah. He said, with this you still find many people are unaware of this reality. They're busy. They're seduced by this life. They fall easy prey to the seductions of this life. And these things of this dunya that they should take from it, what is necessary for them to fulfill the responsibility upon them, now they go after it. They make the dunya the goal. Instead, the goal is the akhirah, and we take from the dunya what keeps us on the path that leads the akhirah. Some people forget about the akhirah. Dunya becomes their own goal. So that dunya becomes an obstacle. They can't repent because they want it so bad. They're so attached to it. They know. He knows, she knows that they gotta be in the masjid. He knows, she knows that they should spend more time with their families and with their parents. But no, they know they should read more Quran and, you know, and give that money that they spend it everywhere on the poor and the needy. And so much so that you find people, they've been everywhere. Cancun, Mexico, Brazil, Kenya, Tanzania, Safari, Japan, Italy, France, La Tour Eiffel, everywhere. Never made Hajj. Never. They've been all over the world. Spend a lot of money. Many vacations. Made Hajj. Hajj? Oh, I'm still young. Hajj now. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. No. That's why you find a person spend time the whole night watching TV, for example, movies or whatever. Standing to pray two rak'ahs of witr, two shafa and one witr, that takes maybe 10 minutes. It's like a mountain. Too heavy. But spending 7 hours watching a game, no problem. He has all the energy for it and he loves it. And he wishes that this game don't end, go to extra time, so overtime. But to read Quran for 5 minutes, have no energy for that, no zeal, because of the dunya, ya akhwan. Be careful of the dunya. That's why Allah warned us against it. We take from it. The dunya itself is not blameworthy. But what we do in it, ya akhwan. Yeah, dunya is okay, alhamdulillah. We enjoy the landscape. We enjoy, alhamdulillah, with the halal in it. But you don't leave those halal things turn you away from the reason why you're created. Now it become a problem. Become a big problem for you. Allah is al-ghani. So this dunya does turn the people away from repenting. يصبح ويمسي وهو في ترف وبضخ وإسراف وتبذير ولعب وسهر ونوم وكسل وظلم وفجور وطغيان. Now you find a person who forgets the reason behind their creation, always on their mind how they can have a lavish lifestyle. That's all it matters to them. How he can get more. He be looking at the neighbors, even they're non-Muslims. Why they have a better house? I gotta get a house. Why I keep renting? Oh, Qardawi says it's okay. Qardawi says it's okay. But Allah says it's haram, riba is haram. But now it's okay. It's okay because he wants the dunya. Those who want the dunya, they will find excuses for their actions. Because they just want luxury. They be extravagant. They spend many hours to play amusements, amusing themselves. And then in the day they sleep. The nights are awake. The day are asleep. They become lazy. Their life turns upside down. Punishment in this life. They have no tranquility. No peace of mind. Why? Because they follow that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command them to stay away from. And Dawood shall I command them to be upon, and will guarantee for them happiness, joy, serenity, stability, and peace of mind. They think now it's not going to happen. A'udhu billah. قال فشهر رمضان فرصة لأمثال هؤلاء الغافلين للتوبة والنصوح والإقبال على الله. Says now Ramadan is a great opportunity for those who are heedless. Anyone who is heedless before Ramadan and they don't even know what's going on and they just follow this dunya, Ramadan is a great opportunity if they pay attention to, and that's why I'm bringing these classes. Because Ramadan is going to come to an end quickly. Insha'Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. But we want every day that come, say to yourself, look, subhanAllah, I am here. But before Ramadan, I wasn't coming to the masjid like I am now. Before Ramadan, I wasn't reading the Quran like I am reading now. Before Ramadan, I wasn't nice like I am now. Before Ramadan, I wasn't doing a lot of good things like I am doing. And then it hit you. And say to yourself, why am I doing this for? Either I'm doing it for Ramadan or for Allah. If you get the right answer, which you're doing it for Allah, then say, look, well, I'm a servant of Allah. I am a servant of Allah only in Ramadan, and I have another Lord outside Ramadan? No, the answer, of course, is no. So he said, okay, my Lord is Allah. That's it. That's the only Lord I have. لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٌ سِوَاهُ. I have no other true God but Allah. So if I am doing this for him, be honest with yourself, ya ikhwan. If you say to yourself, if I'm doing this for Allah in this blessed month of Ramadan, well, guess what? I should do it next month, as long as I live. And then you come out with a good lesson from this month of Ramadan. But if you're just doing it because people are doing it, many people, they're going to stop doing what they're doing after Ramadan, and you will stop with them. That's it. If you're doing it because the people are doing it, we know, Allahu A'lam, we don't know the unseen. But from previous Ramadans, we see ourselves, we sit back a little bit. Now, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said, you don't take a break from worshipping Allah, man. Allah says, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord until death comes to you. We don't take breaks. You don't say, look, man, I worked hard in Ramadan, I'm going to take Shawwal off, and then inshallah I start all over again. No, you don't do that. No, you take it easy. Don't force yourself. Take it easy, but continue to do what you're doing. They fulfilling the obligations. And when it comes to the optional, do as much as you can. And be consistent. قال الشيخ وإذا لم تتحرك النفس في هذا الموسم العظيم للتوبة فما تتحرك. He said, if really somebody doesn't make a resolution now and say, look, man, I'm a servant of Allah, and I got to get it together, especially in this blessed month, Ramadan, when we have aid and help from Allah, and then after that we see so many people are doing the good things, now you got to take advantage of that and say, look, I got to keep doing this, because I don't know where the death will come to me. Subhanallah. قال والله عز وجل قد فتح باب التوبة لعباده ووعد بالقبول. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the door of tawbah for his servants. The door of tawbah is open, ya ikhwan. And Allah promised, not only he opened the door, but he promised to accept the tawbah if it's sincere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ash-Shura, verse 25, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And he, it is who accepts repentance from his slaves and forgives sins, and he knows what you do. Allahu Akbar. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم في الصحيح كما في صحيح مسلم. في صحيح مسلم, this hadith, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن الله عز وجل يبسط يده بالليل ليتوب مسيء النهار ويبسط يده بالنهار ليتوب مسيء الليل حتى تطلع الشمس من مغربها. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us, Sahih Muslim, hadith number 2759. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stretched his hand in the night time, so the one who wronged himself in the daytime repents. Allahu Akbar. Of course, Allah stretched his hand in a way that befits his majesty. We don't look how or this. This is not from manhaj of Ahlus Sunnah al-Jama'ah. We affirm this because the Prophet ﷺ said it, without كيف, without how, or any other questions. And also Allah stretched his hands in the daytime so that the one who wronged himself in La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stretched his hand in the daytime so the one who wronged himself in the nighttime asks for forgiveness and repents. And this will continue every day and every night until the sun rises from the west. Allahu Akbar. Look at the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahmah. Allah doing this for us. Subhanallah. Allah is happy when we repent. Do we want good for ourselves? Let us repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the ulama they mentioned, be sincere. But if you come back to the sin without planning, without enjoying it, that's something else. Make tawbah again. Now. ولكن هذه التوبة تكون نصوح بشروط. But the tawbah, for it to be a sincere repentance, not just somebody say it with his tongue, he has to fulfill shurut. From them, the main conditions for the tawbah, أن يقلع عن المعصية إقلاعا تاما وعلامته مفارقة الذنب فورا. That the person should give up the sin immediately. That's it. Not a person says, I repent, but he's still doing it. I gotta finish what I'm doing. I spend my money. No, you leave it for the sake of Allah. It's a sin. الثاني الندم على فعلها وعلامته طول الحزن على ما فات. Sorrow and grief. You don't just give it up, but you, inside of you, you're deeply grieved by what you've done. Now, how you know that you really has grieved, the Shaykh says, because he stays with you for a while. He's bothering you. Whatever you've done wrong, it bothers you. It's eating you inside. That's how you know that you really regret. الثالث العزم أن لا يعود إلى المعصية أبداً. That you be determined and you say, look, I'm not going back. At that moment, Allah knows if you're going to go back and do it or not. Because you don't all know the unseen. But at that moment, you're saying, I'm not going back. You don't say, I'm leaving this haram for 3 days. But next week, you're going to do it again. No, he says, look, I'm not. As long as I'm alive, I live, oh Allah, help me not to go back. But if you're going back after a while, without planning, and this, that's different. You do the tawbah again. فإن كانت المعصية تتعلق بحق آدمي زاد الشرط الرابع وهو أن يبرأ إلى الله من هذا الحق وذلك برده إلى صاحبه أو استحلاله منه. Now this three condition is related to the rights of Allah. Somebody fasting, didn't give zakat, somebody didn't pray, whatever. But if the sins involve the human being, then beside these conditions, you have to add another one, a fourth one. What is it? You have to make it up for those people. And the ulama, they say, if it's you took their properties, give it back. If you cannot, at least, but do anything that they forgive you and pardon you. Because in Yawm al-Qiyamah, they're not going to forgive you. No, they're going to be taking your good deeds. If you don't have no good deeds, you'll be taking their evil deeds. So why? That's why we have to keep our tongue. Bite on it, ya akhwan. Don't just say anything. Don't forward any text when it comes to us. Don't trust or believe any rumor that comes to you. Yes, when you hear a rumor, you're supposed to be concerned, but verify it. Go to the person, say, look, I heard this and this. Is it true? Even when they say, yes, it's true, tell them, what is your explanation? They may have a valid explanation. Or at least to them was a valid explanation. Tell them, then you tell them, now, akhi, mashallah. And now I understand why you said what you said and why you did what you did based on your understanding. But I don't think it's right. This is what it is. Allahu Akbar, is how you do it. Why? So you don't stand in front of Allah, in front of people we wronged and we talk about and we wronged them. And some of us, we don't care. You think really we shouldn't care? Yes, we should care very much. And then there is an, of course, Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahmatullahi says, if somebody, for example, stole some money or backbited or slandered someone, by going to them and tell them, look, I'm the one who did this to you and it caused a big problem, Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen says, no, don't do it that way. Just send them that money in another way. Don't go to him and say, look, I stole this from you, here it is. Just send it to them in another way, indirectly. If you couldn't find them, make dua for them. Give sadaqah on their behalf, inshallah, and say this is for them. And mention them with good, alhamdulillah, if you backbite them or something and the like. And then there is another condition, that this tawbah should take place before death come upon a person. If the death come and the person see the angel of death, as Shaykh Ubayd Hamad Ali said, according to the hadith, there is no tawbah. No, he knows he's dying. And also before the sun rises from the west. If the sun rises from the west, people, they're going to say they repent, they want to be doing good, he won't accept from them. ثم قال الشيخ حفظه الله اللهم إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلما كثيرا ولا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لنا مغفرة من عندك وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves by committing sins and the like, but we know that none forgive the sins but you. Oh Allah, oh Allah, forgive us our sins and accept our repentance. Indeed, you are At-Tawwab, Ar-Rahim, the one who accepts the repentance the most merciful. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslim kathiran. Jazakumullahu khairan wa barakallahu fikum ala husni insatikum.